Hello, we are Samantha Thomas, Chris Yee, and Robert Walker, and this is the 2007 to 2008 Chem 215 Course Pack podcast for Problem 1 on page 47. When compound H is treated with a dilute aqueous sodium hydroxide, it is observed to give primarily compound J. See image. Part A of the problem asks for the complete stepwise mechanism of the reaction. Part B asks for the IUPAC name of the starting material. Part C asks for how many NMR signals for the starting material and the product. Part D asks for the structure of the most likely product formed by a competing elimination reaction. And Part E asks for the structure of the product if another starting material was used. So for Part A, we're going to do the mechanism of the reaction. So we're going to think basic conditions. So adding a base will remove the most acidic proton. In this case, the proton is the one on the hydroxyl group. The deprotonated O now has a negative charge, which makes a strong nucleophile. The carbon with the chlorine atom attached is a good electrophile, so a reaction will occur between the two, and the reaction will be SN2. For Part B, we are going to name compound H. So we're going to start with locating the highest priority functional group. In this case, it is the hydroxyl group, and this group is going to designate the suffix of the name, which is going to be ol. The longest carbon chain has four carbons, therefore butan will be the root of our name. The OH is located on the second carbon, which makes our name so far something, butan-2-ol. There are two substituents on our butan-2-ol chain, chlorine and a methyl group, and we put those in alphabetical order to get 4-chloral-2-methyl-butan-2-ol. Part C asks us to analyze the C and H NMR data for compounds H and J. So, compound H has four distinct hydrogen groups because the two methyl substituents are going to be identical. And compound J also has three distinct H's, remembering that the methyl substituents are identical and that we have lost our hydroxyl group, so it's not going to show up in the HNMR data. And that's really cool, right?
That is really cool. That's really, really
Thank
cool.
You. CNMR for compound H, it has four distinct peaks, remembering that the two methyl substituents are identical. And for compound J, it also has four distinct peaks. Part D asks to identify a byproduct of the primary reaction. And so if we remember that an elimination occurs when a base and a good leaving group, we can identify NaOH as a good base and chlorine as a good leaving group. So this is going to make up our elimination reaction. Part E asks for the reaction with compound K, and compound K also goes and undergoes an SN2 reaction similar to compound H, but in this case we're going to deal with stereochemistry, so it's a little bit more complicated. So again, the deprotonated O will be the nucleophile, and the carbon chlorine attached will be the electrophile. And an SN2 reaction will occur, but we have to remember that inversion of stereochemistry will also occur, as is expected of SN2 reactions.